الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, tonight is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, and most parts of the world, alhamdulillah. I must thank our Qari Sahib, Qari Naeem Sahib, mashallah, for the wonderful rendition, tilawat of the noble Quran and the Na'at Sharif regarding the praises of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us start from the beginning, my brothers. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe before Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place, certain incidents and events took place, which I mentioned in detail last night. To summarize it quickly, we find that Ashabul Fil, the incident is mentioned enshrined in a noble Quran, approximately 50-55 days prior to the advent and the Mubarak Milad and birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abraha came with his huge big elephants, but Almighty Allah Jalla wala is going to humiliate him and disgrace him, and his surah is revealed till the day of Qiyamah. Any person who wants to harm the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, Almighty Allah will decimate and destroy him. Almighty Allah used the tiny little creation, the bird. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ. The ababil were commanded by Almighty Allah, with your beaks you throw down the brimstone, and they will destroy and decimate the elephants. So this is how Almighty Allah preparing the humanity and people. An extraordinary event is going to take place. The other side, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam father passes on. The mother, Sayyida Amina, we see that the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, and that is in Musnad Ahmad. Ana da'watu Ibrahim, I am the result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa bushra Isa, Isa alayhi salatu salam gave glad tidings, he is the last messenger among the Israelite messengers and prophets. Wa mubashiran bi rasuliyati min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak blessed name is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean, Muhammad? Your name is Muhammad, your son's name is Muhammad. The one whom Almighty Allah Jalla wala has praised the most in the entire universe and creation. That is meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second name of the Master alayhi salatu salam enshrined in the noble Quran, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Ahmad? Ahmad means that personality who praises Almighty Allah Jalla wala the most in the creation. So imagine both ways. Allah Jalla Wala praising the Master alayhi salam the most, and Ahmad sallallahu alayhi sallam praising Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most. And what happens to the mother? وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي مُصْطَفَى حَبِيبُنَا صلى الله عليه وسلم, explaining to the Ummah prior to my Mubarak Milad and birth, my mother already saw the nur, the radiance and the effulgence emanating from her. She is in Makkah Mukarrama. And what happens? The nur is already emanating from her. And it's already illuminating Qusur al-Sham, the tall buildings in Bilad al-Sham. Sham in English refers to the Levant, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Jordan. Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, these four countries, you place them together, combine them. That is what we say is called Sham. The Levant in English we call it. All this is happening from Makkah Mukarrama. Sayyida Amina is seeing the Nur. If you go to Iraq, you will see there is the Furat River. And subhanallah, what happens to the Furat River, brothers? When you speak of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to know all the background and history. And this is not history only, we have ahadith for this. There are many, many ulama listening now, many people who know the Arabic language or Urdu language. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, has written a commentary on Qasida Burda, and most of what I'm mentioning now, you will find it there. The Euphrates River, Furat, Iraq is called Iraq. One side you have the Euphrates River, the Furat, on the other side you have the Dijla, the Tigris River. In Arabic we call it Ardur Rafidatain, the land between the two rivers, that is called Iraq, Mesopotamia and so forth. Nevertheless, so the Furat River, the current of the water was going in a certain direction. The night when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak is going to take place, the current moved the other way. The impact already coming, that a great, one of the greatest incidents and events of humanity is going to take place. Why? To show all the Bani Israel messengers came from Bani Ishaq, from Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, and how the current of the water is changing. Now the final and last messenger, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, now the final messenger will come from Bani Ismail, the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. See Allah showing us signs. We call it irhasat in our terminology. That is what Almighty Allah will happen. We see on the other side, there is Buhira, Buhira Sawa. And it is a lake, and that lake becomes dry to show people the real quenching of the thirst of the people will not be done by the lakes and the water. It will be done with the message of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these events take place. Now, my brothers, it is Makkah Mukarrama. For the best of Nabi, the best of Allah's creation, Habibullah. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is Khalilullah. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala placed him to so many tests, and he passed all the tests with distinction. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Almighty Allah made him the Khalil. For Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made the Habib. Why? Ya Rasul Allah, what do you want? What you want, I will let it happen in your favor. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, weeping. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes, why are you crying, weeping? Ma yubkika ya Rasulallah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm so worried about my ummah. Allah jalla wala knows everything, the past, the present, the future. The knowledge of Allah is all embracing, all encompassing. Jibreel alayhi salam goes, ya Allah jalla wala, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he's concerned about the ummah, me and you. Allah Jalla Wala says, go give this gift to the Master alayhi salatu salam. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. What Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired, Allah gave. And whatever you want, Allah will give you in abundance, and you will be highly pleased and happy with it, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the meaning of Habibullah. Nevertheless, it is the night. The place is Makkah Mukarramah. For the greatest Nabi, the greatest of Allah's creation, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Jalla Wala selects Makkah Mukarramah, the greatest place. What time did the Milad of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam take place? Everything of the Master Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is documented. It is Subah Sadiq. If you look at your calendars here, you will see tomorrow Subah Sadiq starts 3:15, 3:20, 3:25, around that time there. So it means the darkness is ending and the light, Fajr time, is starting. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. And if you want to know the authorities on the Seerat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people who wrote the greatest books regarding the Seerah Mubarakah, the biography of the Master alayhi salam, one was Ibn Ishaq rahimullah. So in Arabic, obviously, they wrote it was the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, and the hadith kitab Mustadrak Hakim also is mentioned. Nevertheless, this is what is famous amongst ulama and people as well. So it was Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. It was a Monday. It was the month of Rabiul Awwal. On all these issues, there are consensus. What time was it that Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Milad Mubarak took place? It was Subah Sadiq. What time was Subah Sadiq on that day? The time also is mentioned between 4:35 and 4:40. Around that time, the honorable birth of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place. What happens at that time, brothers? The Fajr time is starting, the message of Noor is coming, and that is the mission and message of the Master alayhi salam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the radiance and effulgence and the Noor which Almighty Allah has given to humanity, Deenul Islam. Imagine. From day one already, we can see what is the real message. Where exactly in Makkah Mukarramah where the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak, remember that area is called that Bani Hashim area. Today when you go to Safa Marwa and you walk towards the Maqbara, the graveyard, on the right hand side you will find a small building there, it's called Maktaba. And that library there, in that area, in that place, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam honorable Milad and birth Mubarak took place. Then what happens, brothers? Obviously, Sayyida Amina is elated. My beloved son Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Milad and Mubarak birth has taken place. Now the question comes about Murdiat. Who will breastfeed the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? This also Almighty Allah selects whosoever He wants. So these honorable ladies had the honor to breastfeed the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. One, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable mother, Sayyida Amina. Second lady, Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. To understand everything of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you need to study Surah Wad-Duha. See the challenges Almighty Allah placed to elevate the rank of Nabi alayhi salam more and more. If a child today is born yatim, in Islam yatim means man mata abuhu, that child, boy or girl, whose father has passed away. The mother can be alive. So that is yatim. Second condition, la yutma ba'da ihtilam, is hadith in Sahih Muslim. You're not yatim after you have become mature and baligh. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was yatim. What did Almighty Allah say regarding the greatest of Allah's creation? Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did not Almighty Allah find you yatim and an orphan? And Allah jalla wa ala gave you shelter, made the arrangements. So this is how the arrangements were done. And now Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she came with her husband, Harith was his name, Nobody wanted to go to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's home Mubarak. They said, Yateem, what will we get? But Allah Ta'ala selected Sayyida Halima Sa'diya. You know what is Sa'diya? If you go from Makkah Mukarramah to Ta'if and beyond Ta'if, you will find there's a tribe they call the Banu Sa'd tribe. So she hailed from that part of the world. She said, I will go and inshallah they will give us this newborn baby and I will breastfeed. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken after a few weeks or so. And remember, when she's going back, she came with a group of people and now she's overtaking everybody. When they asked her, did you change your mean of conveyance? She said, no, the Raqib has changed. We have an extra personality and that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that time already the barakah, even the mode of transport felt the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, go open the Ahadith Kitab and see. In Tabarani it is mentioned that when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place, remember even the stars, they went into sajda that you are afdalul khalq and the most beloved and most precious creation to Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala. So remember, we are speaking of that personality. When our ordinary mortal, ordinary baby child is born, what does the mother, father do? The first thing they will want to do, or the nurses will tell them, that your son, your daughter is born and all the limbs are intact, the hands, the feet, the eyes, everything. For Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens? Did we ever see? We don't read Quran, brothers. And therefore we don't understand the glory, the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran Sharif. Look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak body and imagine and visualize it. Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala describing all this in Surah 53, Surah Wan-Najmi. See, Allah starts the Surah. Wan-Najmi idha hawa, qasam of the star. And the stars also, you can say, when they fall down, the falling star. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are greater than the star, you are greater than the sun, you are greater than the moon, you are greater than all the celestial creation and all the creation put together. Now Almighty Allah speaks. Regarding your Mubarak tongue, oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. You do not speak of your own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the Mubarak eyes of the Master alayhi salam, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَىٰ. And your eyes, they do not deviate and go this way, that way. You see only that which Almighty Allah has made halal and permissible for you. We know our eyes, how we have roving eyes. We are roving ambassadors for wrong things many a time, Allah forbid. When we study the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salam, me and you see with the eyes. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see with his Mubarak eyes. Ma kadab al fu'adu ma ra'a. And the Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to see. There was basarat and basirat. There was sight and insight. This is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you speak of the Master alayhi salam, then you need to go to Quran Sharif. Study what Almighty Allah spoke of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah encapsulated and says, that from your entire body, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we made you such, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim, and your character is so exalted and sublime, even the enemies had to bear testimony to that. My brothers, this is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak Monday, in Makkah Mukarramah, in the area of Bani Hashim, at Subah Sadiq, and Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Milad Mubarak takes place, and he's yateem. Yateem, when I'm in Palestine, and I'm addressing the yatama, the orphans, and half of them, you can see the sadness in their eyes. Their father is shaheed. They do not know what will happen to them when the occupation will end. So I always tell them, Khair al-Bashari kana yatima. O my children of Palestine. O children of this Ummah. O Yatama. Remember, O orphans, the best of Allah's creation was a yatim also. And Allah elevated him to the best of the best. That is why, remember, Allah put these challenges. Where was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family as far as the finances go? Today, if a person is born, and not in a famous family, not in a rich family, but in a poor family, then normally people will not pay attention. Allah jalla wa ala answers, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. We found you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a poor household materially, financially, فَأَغْنَى, and we enriched you. We made you so rich, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The enemies came and said they will give you the gold they possess. They said they will put everything at your feet. So Almighty Allah made the Master alayhi salam the richest in that way as well. But initially, the household financially was so poor. So that the lesson is, even if a person is poor, remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family was very poor. And remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not taught by human being and creation. Understand this terminology, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Who taught Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The title, we must translate it and must construe it. The title for the Master alayhi salam is Nabi al-Ummi. Quran mentions it. When Ummi is used for me and you, then it means Alladhi la yaqra, and all that people who cannot read and la yaktub, cannot write. That's for me and you. For the Master alayhi salam, you can never translate it. Nabi al-Ummi for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam means that Zat, that supreme personality, that Almighty Allah taught him directly, not human being teaching the Master alayhi salam. Quran Kareem tells us, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching you what you did not know, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Regarding the formative years, regarding the youth of the Master alayhi salam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِي. Me and you grow up, our father, our mother, our grandparents, they will be there to teach us the manners and the morals and so forth. In the case of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala taught the Master alayhi wa sallam himself. Because he was, he is, he will always be Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will always be Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember Sayyidah Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. She had the honor to breastfeed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another lady who breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Suwayba. Suwayba, brothers, is the female slave of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was very, very fair in complexion and very, very wealthy, a man of substance, what you will say. The uncle and chacha of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kaka, what we will say in our Maiman language. But what do we see? He was not prepared to accept the message or the messenger alayhi salam. But at that occasion he was elated, my nephew is born, and he was so happy. Suwayba came and said, that to Abu Lahab, that mashallah, that the baby, the child is born. And he pointed his finger like this. His index finger and his thumb. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And he told her, go, O Suwayba, you brought Bisharat and Bushra to me. You brought great tidings to me. You're the slave. And he gave her emancipation, liberation. He gave her freedom. Lo and behold, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Abu Lahab is that personality. Remember, Quran Kareem states, Lahab means flame. Sayasla naran dhata lahab. He's dispatched to the lahab. He's dispatched to the flame, to the fire. But Mondays, the time when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place. The time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Mubarak, birth took place. And he did this good action. He emancipated and liberated Suwayba. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam is informing people. And remember the hadith you will find in Bukhari Sharif. Between his index finger and his thumb, there is some water emanating coming out every Mondays because he showed honor and love to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So takhfif, there is a slight decrease. He takes that water and he, you know, like licks it and takes that water in his mouth. But remember for him, Quran said he ends up in Jahannam. From there, Allama Qastalani and other ulama have written, when you hear about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Milad Mubarak, the honorable birth and so forth, and if a person does some charity and so forth, it's excellent, there's no problem. So we must understand that we are Muslims. Allah Ta'ala gave us the greatest gift in the form of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm telling you about Surah Wad-Duha. This is how Almighty Allah described it. But that same Allah, what does he do? Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam has to cry, has to beg, has to beseech Allah. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri. Oh Allah, open my heart and my bosom for me. Ya Allah, make my matters easy for me. Ya Allah, I stammer in my tongue because of the Pharaoh and what have you. So make it easy for me and remove the knots in my tongue. He cried, he begged, he beseeched Almighty Allah. Let us see from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Allah say? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not already open your heart and bosom, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You were, you are, you always will be the last and final messenger. We give you the last and final constitution for humanity and posterity. We make life easy for you. وَوَضَعَنَا أَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَذَ ظَهْرَكَ. So we remove all the burdens from you that will break your back. We don't want any difficulty for you. The yatim, the child, the baby, Mubarak, blessed, who was the best and is and will always be the best. Allah elevated to what ranks beyond our comprehension and perception. Allah says Himself, you read in Salat. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We elevated your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qari sabrid now. You take the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala in kishan ko bhi uncha farmaye. When we take the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our name get elevated. What did the Shahir say? That I praise Nabi alayhi salatu salam, but I get elevated as well. So now if you study wa rafa'ana laka dhikra, is hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi means Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, then Almighty Allah says, what Almighty Allah says? Iza dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. Oh Mustafa, oh Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha dhukirtu, when I take my name, Allah jalla wa ala takes his own Mubarak blessed name, dhukirta ma'i, then your Mubarak name is also taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah adhan, then ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Iqamat, same thing. Do we understand who we're talking about? So today we learn the history, we learn the geography of the people who are the sports stars, the actors, actresses. Learn about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything of the Master alayhi salatu salam is documented and you will find it, provided we are sincere in our quest. Go on and see what happens. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is brought up by the African lady. We know our history in South Africa. We know the laws that they are being introduced. Because we, the Muslim Ummah, did not teach humanity. what the African lady did. She is an African lady, dark in complexion, African. Her name is Baraka, and her kunya agnomen is Umm Ayman. Our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, wrote the book, An-Nubuwatu Al-Anbiya. In that book he wrote that she is one of the ladies, Baraka Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, who also breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, African lady, breastfeeding Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do we understand, brothers? Take the message to the world. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam's message is for all times, all places, all colors, all races. International global Nabi for all times, all places. It's a topic on its own, the African contribution to Islam and to Muslims and humanity. I don't have the time now, next time, other time we'll speak about that. So my brothers, Umm Ayman, according to some ulama, not all, some ulama, she was also a murdi'ah and a foster mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the master alayhi salatu salam used to see Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha, what did the master alayhi salam tell her? Today, my son, my daughter is born. Beside the biological mother, somebody else breastfeeder. What is our mentality and behavior out of sight, out of mind? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Hazrat Halima Saadiya. How did the master alayhi salam address her? Ummi ba'da ummi, O Halima Saadiya. You are my mother, biological mother, you say the Amina, but you are my foster mother. So much love and respect. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak takes place. And then what happens? He is the most beloved in the entire region of Makkah. Because when they saw the Noor, when they saw the Jamal, they saw the Kamal of the Master alayhi salatu salam. If you ask the Sha'ir, the poet of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, Hassan, you saw the Master alayhi salatu salam. Describe the Master alayhi salatu salam to us. What did he say? Learn Arabic, brothers. Learn Arabic. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. No eye has seen any personality more handsome than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No woman has given birth to a handsome personality like Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. You can read عَيْنِي or عَيْنُو both ways, isn't it? وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your seerat and your surat is beyond description. You are created without any defect and without any flaw, perfect as perfect can be. خلقت مبرا من كل عيب كأنك خلقت كما تشاء. And you are created as though as you structured yourself, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See Sahaba, madah, ashar, poetry, and they reading in front of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we don't learn Urdu, we don't learn Arabic, we don't learn Farsi. These are the main languages if you want to know Islamic history, Islamic poetry. Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah, I visited his grave day in Iran. Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah, he is composing poetry. We used to learn this in madrasa, but they shouldn't tell us who wrote it and compiled it and composed it. Now he is reading poetry and composing it. So how does he compose it? بلغ الأولى بكماله. He says, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with your kamal, with your greatness, with your mannerism, with your majesty and greatness, you reach the highest of highest, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you remove all the darknesses with your jamal and your beauty and handsomeness. He's composing the poetry still. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. That, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with your adat mubarakah, with your character, with your habits and your behavior, that Allah has given everything to you. You are the most perfect and most handsome in the entire creation of all material. Then the pen stops. Now what to do? You ask the sha'ir, you ask the composer, that's the most difficult thing. I started the poetry and how to end it now, I don't know. Lo and behold, Sheikh Saadi rahmahullah that night sees the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And then, O Saadi, read. So Saadi read. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, end this part. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ and read salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's an integral part of our iman. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want nothing from you, but you must love me and you must love my family. That is integral part of our faith. It is non-negotiable. So brothers, you heard just now Qari Sahib reading, and I'm going to request Qari Sahib tomorrow night, inshallah, when we at the Sufi Masjid in Brennan Road, that after Maghrib, the same poetry, inshallah, Qari Sahib, we will read there as well. It was very beautiful. Iman taza ho jata. The love for the Master alayhi salam increases. You heard this word from your infancy, Durood Sharif. Did you wonder, ponder, reflect on the meaning of Muslim? O listener of Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM, inshallah, Radio Ansar, they'll play it afterwards. So, my brothers, you must remember Durood Sharif. You are businessmen, Asada, Vepari, you. Vepari Guru Karanda. As Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah gave him capital, Allah gave him more capital also. Allah Ta'ala bless him, his brothers, his parents, his children, all of them, inshallah. Allah make this musalla, masjid, inshallah. We as businessmen, as vepari, what do? We want maximum profit and benefit in minimum time. So when you study Farsi and Persian, durood, you have a farm and a plantation. And that year you have a bumper crop and you're smiling now one way. I will sell this bumper crop and I will make maximum profit in minimum time. P-R-O-F-I-T. I will make maximum profit in minimum time. O Ummah, send durood salawat upon Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah jalla wala will give you abundant profit and benefit. That is durood sharif. So therefore, we should know, it's not only 12 Rabiul Awwal we want. Every day, every night, we want Siratul Nabi in our life. You hear Radio Al-Ansar, you hear Markaz Sahaba. This morning, 5 past 4, I started the program because Salat is early. People phoning from America, people phoning from here and there, non-Muslims phoning. They want to know about true Islam. Take the message of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the whole world, brothers. Information brings about transformation. And that is what we need now, my brothers. People are fed up of their systems. I was now, quickly I give you 2-3 incidents. I was few weeks ago in Russia and then to Uzbekistan. When I was in St. Petersburg, I was looking for a guy just to take me around. So I asked this person, you know English, he makes small. When he says small, I knew he can't help me because they know small. So they want to say little, but they say small, you know. Then I went to that brother, I said, you speak English? He said, yes. And we started speaking. So one brother came to me in Arabic, whispered, Laysa bi Muslim. This brother you're speaking is not Muslim. I asked him, what religion you follow? He said, I was a Christian, I'm fed up. I'm here in the masjid now, and I'm studying Islam, therefore I'm here in the masjid. I said, very good. Allah khabir in sakatta, we say in Arabic. I said, anything you want, ask me about Islam, inshallah, I'll tell you. So we had a Q&A in a quick. So he was very happy. So I told him, you're taking me around. He said, 100%.
12 o'clock at night, he took me around. It was a long story. See, brothers, people thirsty for Islam. Russia, 150 million people, 25 million people Muslim. Masjid where we read Jummah Salat, 5 stories. In the heart of Moscow. And 25,000 Muslims reading Salat. Each day, 250,000 Muslims gather in the heart of Moscow. Islam is spreading. The nur of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is going. Whether they like it or not. What, who is there to take this nurani message of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did you cry to Allah? Ya Allah, make me the khadim of your deen. Ya Allah, use me for the message of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what we want from you. We want you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O child. Look at when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Medina Munawwara. I'm looking at the time, I have to go. I got Q&A program, 8 o'clock, 5 past 8. You know, we're eating a double header tonight. Yeah, and then. So I also played all soccer, cricket, tennis, everything, you know. So we know all these terms also. So anyway, brothers, see my daughters, my children. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entering. The children never saw the Master alayhi salam. They don't even know who's Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Sayyidina Abu Bakr. But Allah knows. And those Sahaba, some of them made hijrah. Prior to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam making the hijrah, they saw Nabi alayhi salam. They brought iman on Nabi alayhi salam. But the children didn't know. And who were these children? These children were Banu Najjar, the carpenter's children. Who study the history in Medina, you will find different tribes. One tribe's name is Najjar. Cape Town, they got Najjar till today. So these daughters of Medina, they went out and they heard the duff. Duff is a drum one side. For children, it's fine. Not me and you, you live all it. So you must remember the children went out and they saw Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam arriving. What do you think went through their hearts and mind? They saw Sani's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda entering. What did they say? Oh, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, what did they say? The daughters of Medina cried and said, wept in happiness. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor today. We welcome you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you want the Master alayhi salam to be your neighbor? Yes, we all want. So you take the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and implement it. And that is how Nabi alayhi salam becomes our neighbor as well. So that is the challenge we have to rise up to. Every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, not by tongue, in the inner recesses of our heart. We must have that firm conviction. I believe in it. If I drink this water with the right hand, and I look into the water, and I say Bismillah, and I drink 3 sips, it is better than the whole world. Wama fiha. This whole world and whatever it contains, one sunnah of Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is superior, greater to the whole world and what it contains. Because why? When we practice on one sunnah, Surah 3 verse 31, Yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We are human beings. I commit saghira, kabira, minor sins, major sins. We all are sinners. But Allah says you follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You become my beloved and I, Allah, will forgive you also. Surah 3 verse 31. So I leave you with this message, my brothers. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow in the Sufi Masjid. And yeah, you should remain. We request all of you, inshallah, you read Surah Yasin and you make dua before Isha, one of the brothers or the imams, inshallah, if they're available. So many ulama, yeah, somebody will make dua. Make this intention, Allah Ta'ala. Alleviate the plight of the Ummah, the suffering Ummah. Rohingya Muslims, quickly I give you 3 statistics. 750,000 people in Bangladesh. They don't know which state they belong to. Burma don't want them, and you know what they did with them. United Nations said, the most oppressed people in the whole world, the Rohingya refugees and Muslims. Did we ever cry for them? Did we think one day they also the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salam? In Gaza and Palestine, what is happening? Children Friday go and they know they're going to be shot. But why? They said the Ummah did not worry of Aqsa. Gaza is where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great grandfather Hashim is buried. Do we know about Gaza, brothers? So this is Usara, look at the refugees. So read one Surah Yasin. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Our Haji Abdul Wahab passed away. 1.5 million people for his janazah yesterday. This is Allah. Remember that. Allah gives izzat to whoever He wants. So read for them, read for the entire ummah, read for your beloved parents, whether they passed away or alive. Isale sawab is not only for the deceased, it's for those who are alive also. And then, my brothers, make the greatest dua. Ya Allah, let me follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam and take this deen and propagate it. I become the ambassador of Islam. I don't want to be ambassador of a country. I want to be ambassador of Islam. Islam for all and all for Islam. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all, our families. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. May Almighty Allah make our Khatima on Iman. So we request all of you that you get engaged with Surah Yasin, inshallah, and then there will be dua. I'll take leave from you. I have to rush to the studio now. I have to make a quick run there with the car, inshallah. And we have to start 8:05, inshallah, with the Q&A. Jazakallah khair. We thank our Haji Mawad Ikhlas and the entire capital group. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.